or email us at merrymoving23@gmail.com.
And welcome back. We have Val Ruff here. She is hosting our program second week. It's called Marshalltown Icons, and Carol Hibbs is joining Val in studio.
Yes, welcome back to the Marshalltown Icon Radio Spot here. We're featuring the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, and as Kyle mentioned, Carol Hibbs is our guest today. And welcome, Carol. We're glad you're here to tell us, share the history of the YM and the YW and all the great things you're doing in the community. So I know you've got a really big day. I know you guys do a lot of community. You're active in the community and you do a lot of community outreach. And your organization does an amazing job. And so, I don't know, I thought maybe what we would do is talk about what some of the things you have going on today.
Well, I'd be happy to. This is a busy day. It's a day, actually, we look forward to. We are, again, hosting our cultural walking tour. This actually is an initiative of the YWCA. The mission of the YWCA is to bring understanding among cultures. It's the elimination of racism and the empowerment of women and girls. And part of that work involves connecting our cultures. And so what that looks like here in Marshalltown has actually been a successful effort the last few years in which we lead a group of interested individuals who just sign up. It's open to the public. They're available to sign up and join us as we walk through the downtown and go into some of our businesses that are owned by folks from different cultures. So we have some of our Hispanic businesses featured, now some of our Southeast Asian businesses featured. And it gives us a chance, and the folks joining us, a chance to get inside and take a look around and see what great things they really do have to offer. They're very welcoming. Often they have different samples for us, and they're happy to host us in their business and encourage us to come back. So we're excited about that. We have a group that will go at 2:30, and we'll start on the west end of downtown. And then we have a group that will go at 4:30, and they're meeting at the Y to ride up in our bus, but if there's not, and we have pretty full groups right now, but if you're not interested in riding in the bus, you can just meet us on the west end of downtown at La Salud.
Great. I think that's such a fun opportunity for individuals who, you know, maybe not, don't feel comfortable going in. And so it's nice to go in with a group. And then what a great opportunity to see some of the ethnic opportunities that we have in our downtown. And I know there are a lot of opportunities for people to enjoy, you know, the company of each other as we go in. And I'm sorry that I'm going to miss that today, but I know it would be fun to go do some sampling and learn about the, you know, their culture and all the different foods that are available in our downtown.
Well, they're very welcoming, and they're excited to have our groups come in. And our goal is to really make it so it's comfortable for people to go back anytime. You know, these, I always bring my shopping bag and do a little shopping because they have sometimes some unique things, and it's really interesting to hear their story about their business and their background, and they are always very welcoming to us.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to engage and embrace our diversity here, and we're really glad that you take the opportunity to do that outreach, Carol. I know that your organization does a really great job with that. So is there anything else that you have going on that we need to be aware of?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question, but yes, we have a lot going on coming up in the next even 30 days. Of course, our Live Strong group, which is a very supportive, active group at the Y, our alumni group, you know, get together, and they are participating in the Relay for Life, which, you know, is coming up this weekend. We also have a special fundraiser going on at the Central Iowa Fair. We're doing, for the first time, a bags tournament, which is usually pretty fun, and we'll have some great prizes, some cash prizes and Yeti coolers and, you know, things that people really kind of covet and are interested in. So we'll have that bags tournament July 9th at the Central Iowa Fair, and that will be a fundraiser for our annual campaign. And so that will go to support membership scholarships and program scholarships for kids and families who need a little assistance with us. Another thing I want to highlight is our Woodbury After School Program. Our Fit Kids program at Woodbury has been funded through a grant the past 3 years, and that grant funding ended or is ending June 30th. And so our parents at Woodbury came to us and said, you know, what can we do to help keep this program going? And so we are sponsoring some activities. They're doing a car wash coming up. I don't have the date on that just yet. We have a little video online. If you want to go online and look at the Woodbury Fit Kids video, there are 65 plus kids that just practice and choreographed a dance to a song and then shared signs and messages. And they actually had a great time doing it. And they're really, really interested in trying to help keep their program going.
Oh, that I know there was a nice article in the newspaper about that. And what a great opportunity. And, you know, we had talked about outreach and how the Y is doing great outreach opportunities. And so this is a perfect example of how you can do that.
Well, we have families there, you know, they're very willing to do as much as they can and be involved, and they want to support the effort. But, you know, it's a little harder with the resources that are limited in that area. So we really think we have a nice partnership with them. The school is just great to work with. You know, ideally, we'd like to do this at all 6 elementary schools, but we, you know, want to at first at least keep the one going at Woodbury.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The Iowa River Trail, a bicycle, walking, and jogging path, will offer Marshalltown safe access to the existing recreational trail system, the YMCA, YWCA, Aquatic Center, Grimes Farm, library, and many more locations. The trail helps Marshalltown expand outdoor amenities that foster improved social, recreational, aesthetic, and transportation opportunities while also linking to surrounding communities. Once complete, the trail will connect to 7 communities between Marshalltown and Steamboat Rock.
The Trails Group is focused on raising money to construct a trailhead and connecting trail from Wilson Circle to the community YMCA-YWCA area. To support the funds necessary, the Martha Ellen Tai Foundation has a challenge grant of $62,000. The Trails Group goal is to receive $62,000 in donations this summer to meet this generous challenge and have this trail portion completed next year. To donate, mail a check to Trails Inc. at P.O. Box 1386, Marshalltown, Iowa 50158.
This message is provided by the KFJ Foundation.
Welcome back. It's our final segment here of Marshalltown Icons. Val Ruff is hosting the program, executive director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Carol had to scoot on out of here. She mentioned she has a very busy day.
She does have she has a busy day, and they have a busy schedule today.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Carol for taking the opportunity to share about our Marshalltown icon, the YMCA and the YWCA. They have a rich history in the community, 140 years for the YMCA and 100 years for the YWCA as of 2009. So, you know, that's the great thing, Kyle, that I think sometimes we take for granted, but there is a lot of rich history in our icons here in the Marshalltown area.
And you have worked hard compiling a list of all the programs that you're going to have. And you, before we even knew you were coming in to host the program, we were kind of, you know, we were talking about the idea, and we kind of compiled a list. You put together a list. Mark Schaefer put together a list. It's amazing how much history we have, you know, in our community. It's unbelievable.
We have a really strong history. And sometimes when an example is like when people come and talk to us at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, if they're going to have a meeting or a convention, or they want to put a bid in on possibly bringing a convention here, an example would be like where there's an opportunity for us to bring in the fire convention. Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to Nick Hannes, so I'm going to plug Nick here a little bit, but you know, he was talking to us about how the history of that local firefighters. That you know, there are like the 114, I think. I'm just kind of guessing off the top of my head. But, you know, that's the number that they were given. And so that's, you know, and he said some of the Des Moines are at 500. So there's a rich history even in our, you know, in our unions and, you know, factories and everything that we have in this community.
The interesting thing, I was on the Historical Society for, I think, almost 2 years. And the thing that I found out, like you said, the factories alone, the products that were produced here in our community. And you don't think about it, you know, it was kind of like almost like a Montgomery Ward catalog. You'd open it up and you'd see picture frames made in Marshalltown, Iowa, or buttons made in Marshalltown, Iowa. I mean, there were all kinds of things that were made here locally that, you know, were shipped to other parts of the country because we were a great rail spur.
Exactly.
It was really interesting.
And the town was kind of built up from the railroad.
Yeah.
You know?
It was really interesting to find out. I found out so much when I was on the board, the Historical Society board of just things that were manufactured here and shipped all over the country. But I know you have been working really, really hard to get conventions and folks to come here and visit our community. And how do you, maybe you can enlighten me, because I've always wondered, do you bid on those? Do you bid on conventions, or do they contact you, or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I'm still new enough into the position, but, you know, some people know that they want to, the volunteers per se know that they want their group to meet here, or they know it's, you know, we're going to meet in 2018, and so they're starting to do the work now. And so we let them know that we're here to help them however we can. So mm-hmm. if they want to have a community tour, we can help them put that together. We can offer up welcome bags, which has a visitor guide, all the information about the Marshalltown area that they would want to know. You know, they can use those bags to put their registration materials in. We have a couple goodies that we throw in there to say that we're, you know, to welcome them and thank them for choosing mm-hmm. to come to Marshalltown. And then the other thing that we do, a couple of things that we do, Kyle, is we have a welcome reception. So if the group happens to be meeting, say, at the Best Western and their convention is there, so we have a welcome reception and our chamber ambassadors go out and we have a little kind of meet and greet with them to welcome them to our community. And sometimes I'll even reach out to the mayor and say, you know, would you come and welcome these folks to Marshalltown? And he always enjoys doing that.
Yeah, Jim Lawrence is just a great dignitary for our community.
Yes, he is.
You know, and something else that I was thinking about as you and I were talking about, we tout our community many, many times, talk about the great resources that we have. We are so centrally located. We are so blessed to be on the original Lincoln Highway. It's unbelievable. I mean, we talked a little bit about railroads coming through, and you know, originally the railroads came through, and they still do, but you know, came right across the middle of our state. But we don't think a lot about the Lincoln Highway, which was laid out running you know, coast to coast. And Dwight Eisenhower, when he was a young Army, he might have even been a corporal or lieutenant, had a lot of planning in that, coming through not only our community, but going through Boone, and of course his wife Mamie Eisenhower from Boone. So it's kind of interesting. If I've researched a little bit on the Lincoln Highway and how it came across the prairies, and it's really interesting how it came right through here, and it's still here, and it's a great way to get to our community and travel across the state. If you ever get an opportunity to travel the old Lincoln Highway, definitely do that.
It was the first transcontinental highway.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and that, I mean, you think about that from a historic standpoint. Yeah. As an icon.
Right.
So we've got a lot of things to celebrate here.
We most definitely do. So if you ever get, like I said, you ever get an opportunity to travel the old Lincoln Highway, definitely do it. I know that there are a lot of bypasses and stuff now, but if you travel the original Lincoln Highway, it's just absolutely an awesome experience. We've got a couple minutes here left. Val, anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, there is, Kyle. Thank you for asking. I would like to just share with the listeners this morning that, you know, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we want to be the hub of or the center of information. So we have a calendar of events on the website for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I would encourage folks to go to www.visitmarshalltown.com. And we have a calendar. Click on that calendar. If you just look at the month of June, it is full of things going on. So, you know, unless you're home in your bed with your covers over your head, you've got to know that there's lots of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
There are lots of things going on in the community and even the surrounding community. You know, so there's the things going on today at the Y. And if you get on there, there's a plethora of things going on the rest of the month. I know July is really starting to get busy. But if you have an event or something that you would like to, that's open to the public, that you would like to put on the calendar of events, it's really easy to do. It's actually six easy steps. You just go to www.visitmarshalltown.com, click on the yellow calendar tab, scroll down to the bottom of the calendar page, and you just click add a new entry, fill in the information as applicable, and then fill in the challenge and response. Click save. It does sit there for about a day, and then it gets posted to the calendar. And then once that's posted to the calendar, we put it on our electronic sign. That's over at Hy-Vee parking lot. It will go on our Facebook page, and we're always promoting things going on in the community in the area. So if you're looking for things to do, just click on that, go to that calendar. And like you said, you take a look at that calendar every day.
I
was excited to hear that.
I have some fessing up to do, I'm going to come clean. I get on that website almost daily and look at it because I do so many interviews on my morning show that it is a great way to go, I should probably be talking about that. Or, I should probably reach out to the Central Iowa Fair, Jody Brenneman, or whomever over there and talk about that. So I will call them or email them. And a lot of times there's contact info right there. So it's a really easy way for me to go, maybe I should be talking about that on my morning show.
So thank you for sharing that. So if anybody needs to get on the calendar to get somebody's phone number, I never thought about it like that. But, you know, speaking of the Central Iowa Fair, they have a brand new website, and it's amazing. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I saw
And I know
that.
They've got a great schedule of events. So, you know, mark those things on your calendar and get out and enjoy some of the things we have going on here locally.
Most definitely. I'm going to have Jody Brenneman on the air tomorrow with me at 6:40. Central Iowa Fair starts July 5th. Hard to believe. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
It went by so fast. That is our Marshalltown Icons program, week number 2, hosted by Val Ruff. She'll be back next week.